we're not gonna increase the number of units. And if they're gonna go to a tiny home, then that's just a building permit.
There's a requirement for separation between each mobile home and then a requirement for each separation of the tiny home.
Whichever they decide to put in, that can be handled through staff with whichever you need.
But that doesn't show it on the site plan to show if he meets those requirements currently.
Well, if it's a mobile home, it's not a problem, correct?
Correct.
But if he's going to put in a tiny home, then he's got to get a permit, a building permit.
For everyone that's replaced.
For everyone
that's taken
out.
When they replace one, they'll have to get a permit.
And staff will handle the setback when he goes to get his permit to put a permanent structure there. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, per each permit, we'd have to look at all.
If they decide to pull out a mobile home and put in a tiny home, then staff's going to tell them where they're going to put it with setbacks. I see that as being handled. Am I incorrect? I could be. You won't hurt my feelings.
No, I don't think you're correct. I think not having the site plan or the plan for the entire property is what we're supposed to approve. So if it's in question, then why approve it now? Let them come back to tell us exactly what they're going to do, because what's submitted is not correct. Right? Because the picture I showed you of...
That's what I wanted to put container homes on. Okay. Containers, yes. Okay. That was one of the things.
Okay. Which is different from a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so a container home would be a permanent structure. Mm-hmm. So that would be...
used for nightly rental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be handled by staff, wouldn't it? Okay. I don't mean to sound argumentative, but...
No.
I don't see it that we would need to have that. If they're going to increase the number of units or anything... It's the only thing that's going to change is some of the RVs will go away and there may be permanent structures.
Or less.
It might have to be less because of the setbacks on the permanent structures.
Correct. Mm-hmm. They're different than RVs.
And I'm trying to make everyone happy.
Yeah, keep them from coming back.
Which will not work. No, I'm not trying to keep them from coming back.
They increase.
Because
if they want to increase the size, what they're doing now, then they would have to come back.
If they're gonna go get a plat for adding units and stormwater retention, that's going to take some time. But if we can approve them for just what they want to do with the existing number of units, that way they can go ahead and go to work with getting out the old RVs and doing that. Because if we tell them, you got to come back in 90 days, then their hands are tied and they can't even get out the old mobile homes and stuff until they come back. And I'm trying to figure out a way to make sure they don't flood the neighbors, but they can go ahead and get started and work.
How many do we have existing?
80. Keep you busy.
I'm comfortable with
22 mobile homes. Currently, there's 22 mobile homes on the property.
68 RV lots. And of those 68, 60 are basically permanent.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to get them approved so they can go to work, but they're not going to be able to do anything that might increase any of the issues the neighbors are worried about. And I'm worried about it.
I'll make that motion.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No, if people are done discussing, I'll make a motion in that direction. I'll make a motion that we approve this situation for the same number of units they've got now, and they can and for nightly rental, but no increase in the number of units.
As presented, also laundromat up in the front?
Yes.
You want to leave? Okay.
Sure. We're just not going to increase the number of units.
Excuse me? I already paid for new water and sewer.
Excuse me, sir. There's a motion on the floor. Okay. So here, okay.
Can we listen to him in discussion?
Well, I think we need to get to see if there's a second.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. So your comment?
I've already put in sewer or paid for a new water line, sewer line come in, like $7,000. And... I had planned on putting RV lots behind the office. I already put a road in for them as well, just for more RV lots. Is that got anything to do with the rest of it? Because it's their RV, they're going to be moved in and out. They're not permanent structures.
Your motion doesn't speak to where specifically they're at, but that it can't be more than 80.
We're not going to increase the number of units that are there now, according to the motion. If you were to take out three of the old mobile homes and not replace them and you want to put three RVs on your new pads, I don't see that being a problem, as long as you don't increase the number of units.
And it gets approved through. Okay.
But that way, these other items, it gives you some time to...
Right. That's fine. Okay.
So is that an amendment to your motion?
I don't think it changes
it. I don't think it needs an amendment.
Okay.
We're not going to increase the number of units. They take one
out.
Are
you comfortable with
back.
The second that you gave on that
yes.
motion? Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion or calling the vote? All those in favor of the motion for up to 80 units that would include nightly rental and the laundry facility, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So was that 4-3?
4-3. What we'll have is we'll have a decision of record generated. Marla will do that in the next day or two, and she'll send you a copy of it, and we'll have the original in the office that you'll need to get in within 120 days. You can come the following day after you get it in the mail and then have it signed and notarized and recorded.
Okay.
And then as you work on this, that's your timeline to work on the sales tax and et cetera, et cetera. But you do have a 120-day deadline to get that decision of record signed.
Okay?
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for those in the audience, you don't have to stay. You're more than welcome to stay if you'd like for the next public hearing. But
is there a way to ask a question about something about the privacy fence, or that's not how it works? Just curious.
Not right now, but after the meeting, you can. You can call Scott and or work with your neighbor and reach out to them and try to see that.
Thank you.
That
for
work?
What it's worth, he's on record saying he's going to put in a 6-foot solid privacy fence.
Right.
But that was only at the bottom.
In any part of that project that touches residential
would have
property,
to be done.
We'll have to go look. So a commercial lot to the south, not, but any lot that's residential around that will need his buffer.
Is that in the city of Branson, the property we're talking about?
It is.
We're here. We're in the county.
It is city of Branson.
No. County.
We're in the county. But they're hooked to the city.
City
sewer.
Yeah.
So I understand that if you're in the county, you hook to Branson sewer, that you have to go to Branson building codes and they inspect the buildings.
That's not true.
Anymore.
No.
Not part of that sewer agreement for that side.
Sir, we're in an active meeting. If you'd like to call and ask a question,
you can give me a call,
that'd be
tomorrow.
Great. We need to move forward.
Yeah.
Great. Next public hearing. Good job on that.
I
brought it home.
Tried.
Next, we have Mountain Grove Road, Branson, nightly rental.
Case number 2019-59. Nathan Burton is an applicant seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing the development of 4 separate parcels that are approximately 13 acres. 4 cabins, 4plexes, duplexes to be used for nightly rental, which is located at 1959, 1961, 1999 Mountain Grove Road, Branson. The applicant indicated he will remodel the 2 4-unit multifamily buildings and build a pool in the first part of his project. Property is served by a private well and a wastewater treatment plant for wastewater. This project received a total score of 10 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And this is the same decision of record that I just read in the previous application. If anybody has any questions, that's our staff recommendations. I'm zoomed out. This is at the very, very end of Mountain Grove Road. 1, 2, 3, 4 separate parcels. And I'll zoom way out so you can see where we're at. This is where T Highway hits 76 Highway, so you're way down T Highway, and you turn right on Mountain Grove Road, and you take it to the end. Basically, you're right across almost a scenic overlook at Forsyth. Here's a picture of just the two parcels, just a single-family home. Here's these two fourplexes, which I took some photos of just to give you an idea from the ground what they look like. I got one more. There was a site plan that the applicant submitted, and I kept it with the north-south orientation versus turning it. Your fourplex is here, fourplex here. This is a single-family home garage. So he showed a layout of potential duplexes and cabins. Wastewater plant sets right here. And at that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, anything to add?
Well, do you want me to recap everything from last meeting, or?
I would, Scott's given an overview, and okay. I think most of us were here, but yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I mean,
the time to...
so the history of the property is that used, that area used to be, I think it was approximately a 450-acre resort. It was called Ozarks Prime Resort, and of that we, my family probably still owns about half of that, and this is the actual part of the resort that was ever built. So the single-family home used to be the clubhouse, and we remodeled that, and I personally live in that house. That's where my family lives. And then the building next door to it, that was the garage, that used to be a timeshare office. It was a timeshare resort. And that's obviously not a timeshare office anymore. And then the remaining structures in the back, there's two fourplexes. And we've already started remodeling one of them. But we're trying to get those cleaned up like we did the front buildings. And then, you know, we want to build, add on to the south there and finish out. That whole area, you can kind of see where the pasture is and then the hillside going down. And so what I'm trying to do is keep the footprint for the paved road and the duplexes up in the flatter area where the field and the pasture is. And then just putting some really, really small cabins potentially down along in the trees where it would be less disturbed and try to keep as many of the trees in the buffer as I can. You know, down at the south end there, there's two houses currently in an empty lot, and then there's a 10-unit, three-story condo structure that is whole ownership. To the east, there's one house, and they use it as a vacation home, and they bought 30 acres, give or take, that they use for buffer there. And then to the west, my family still owns that property, so pretty much everything from the south end there where the other houses are all the way to the cemetery my family owns, the west side of that road.
Any questions for the applicant before we open up to public? So as far as wanting to speak for the application, is there anyone here to speak on behalf or for the application? Are you... for the application?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they have that all. Signed up early.
Good evening. I'm Rose Melnick, and I live down in the condos below it. And actually, I welcome the fact that he wants to repair and upgrade these condos that have been sitting there for a while. He did a beautiful job on redoing the one of the original structures for his own home, and it's a nice, you know, it's a beautiful home, and so I think he would do a beautiful job on these other units that he wants to put in, and I think we could use a little upgrade around there. It's been sitting vacant. When I first moved in, the original people were living there before Nathan ever owned it, and you know, we never even saw those people. So as far as, you know, we might have a little traffic or something like that, but they really never in the past ever bothered us that, you know, that much, just an occasional thing. But I think it would be a good thing for our neighborhood to have some upgrades going on.
Okay.
So that's all I needed to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for the application?